This morning we have a special treat. I'm sure that all of you know Brian Parker. He's on our board of directors. And a couple months ago he came to me and let me know that he wanted to preach on this particular topic that is very dear to all of us, on stewardship. So we welcome Brian. We thank you for being here and being open and willing to share the message with us today.
I don't know if everybody noticed, but Jacob did get that eBay from Pope Benedict when he retired and won the shoes. Yeah, those are definitely Pope Red shoes. Pope Red. So I did come to Jacob and ask, you know, to put together a program for us for stewardship that would include having somebody, myself or others, come and preach. And then I picked many dates and drove Ellie nuts by keep on moving the dates of when this would happen. And as it was unfolding, it came very clear to me that it was meant to happen today on Pentecost Sunday. And as we go through today's lesson and sermon, you'll understand why that is. And I'll explain a little bit about what is here in front of the altar as well. But first, will you just join me in prayer? Loving God, Jehovah God, Jehovah Jireh, you are the provider. All gifts come from you. You have blessed us with an abundance, and we are here today to give back, to rejoice, to celebrate for the gifts that you have given us. Be with me as I preach today and open up the ears and hearts and minds of others that they may hear what you are having, a message delivered to them that's specific to them, and that they will act on it. In Christ's name, amen. So, not only is it Pentecost Sunday, there's a really great study that I enjoy doing that I read before about how our New Testament is laid out to the Jewish liturgical calendar. So Pentecost, there's a Pentecost in the Jewish liturgical calendar. Shavuot is the holiday. It's one of the feast festivals that coincides with Pentecost. And it's really what started the Pentecost thought system. So in Shavuot, what is celebrated is God giving the Torah, the Ten Commandments, to Moses on Mount Sinai. And then in Pentecost, we celebrate God giving the Holy Spirit to the world. So one of the traditions that happens during that time of Shavuot is to prepare a basket of first fruits that you bring to the temple and offer up to God as an offering. And those first basket of first fruits, there's a tradition of seven items that are put in them. There's wheat, barley, olives, pomegranates, grapes, figs, and what else did I forget? Dates. So those are the offerings that they would traditionally bring to the temple during this time as their first fruits. This is the time, too, in the calendar when wheat would be harvested. So to me, as we started putting this program together and thinking about stewardship, and we're going to ask about making pledges to the church and reconnecting and recommitting ourselves to the church, it seemed perfect that it aligns now with this celebration of Pentecost. In the giving of the Ten Commandments, God gave Moses the Ten Commandments and had a that was our sort of the foundation for the book of rules, if you will. I want to save that for a little bit later. So remember that we got the book of rules. And then as they celebrated that, they celebrated it throughout the fulfillment of bringing in the first fruits, as I've mentioned. And I want to share with you what it says in Leviticus. We're going to dip into Leviticus. Why not? It says, count full 7 weeks from the morning after the Sabbath, when you brought the sheaf of wheat waving offering, 50 days until the morning of the seventh Sabbath, then present a grain offering, a new grain offering to God. So that's what we're going to do today. We're going to present our new grain offering to God. Does anybody grow wheat? Oh, we got one person that grows wheat. All right, we're expecting some wheat from you. Anybody else grow any of these items? All right, so I guess we're going to talk a little bit about reconnecting and a recommitment of our time, talent, and treasures, since we don't have the ability to bring in the basket that is called for in Leviticus. When I think about the connection of Pentecost and the gifts that are given to us, and the gifts of the Torah, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, and I study these studies in the Bible, I think, well, what does that have to do with us today, right? You know, because we're not bringing wheat, we're not bringing pomegranates, we're not doing these things anymore. What does it really truly mean to us today? And over the last probably about 2 years, I've been practicing mindfulness meditations. Actually, believe it or not, I started this exercise through work, through an accounting firm who is teaching us how to be mindful and be present in the moment and adopt certain ways of thinking and ways of pausing throughout the day to be to listen to yourself. And I adopted a saying that I wake up in the morning and I say, it's the first thing I say to myself in the morning, it's the last thing I say at night, and I use it throughout my day. And it's simply that all my needs have been met. When I wake in the morning, I'm glad I woke up. And I say, all my needs have been met. As I go throughout the day and I'm presented with challenges, opportunities, I remind myself that all my needs have been met. And at night, as I go to bed, I remind myself that all my needs have been met. Now, all my needs and my belief have been met through God, that everything that has come to my life is a blessing from God. It's the abundance. It's the celebration that we're doing here today of the Holy Spirit, the celebration of the book that God has given us of rules. It's the celebration of all the gifts that come to us each and every day because of God. That's what the fruits and the grain represent as well. The first fruits. It's interesting. So they say it's the first fruits that you bring. They don't say wait until later and take everything that you needed and then bring some of the leftover. They are encouraging to bring the first fruits. So that's the mantra in my mind is all my needs have been met, and I think of that each and every day that I'm presented with an opportunity to give of my first fruits. One of the things I do here at church is, not all, but some of my offering comes out in an automatic payment. I get paid on the 15th and the last day of the month. And I've taken that to be serious, that on the 15th paycheck, I have an automatic payment that comes out, goes directly to the church, and I view that as my first fruits coming out from that paycheck. And, you know, quite frankly, it's something that once you get into the rhythm of it and started experiencing it, I realized the blessings I was having from it. I have my Chase account set up on my phone, so anytime a certain amount or more comes out of my Chase account, I get a little pop-up, right? So on the 15th, I get the little pop-up that MCC Tampa just received my first fruits. It's usually waiting for me when I wake up in the morning. And I immediately say, all my needs have been met. What a blessing it is that I am able to do that and have all my needs met. But I want you to be careful with if you choose to adopt that strategy and that mantra of all your needs have been met. It took me a while because I've often used it when I've walked into a store and saw shoes and my size and the color I wanted on sale, and then I say, oh my gosh, all my needs have been met. And then I really realize later, no, that's a want. But it honestly has put me into a sense of spiritual practice now for the last year and a half, 2 years, where when I am presented with that, I know my needs have been met. There's things that I want, and sometimes I make the decision to do it or not. Using that mantra of all my needs have been met, I look at it and I think, you've got a lot of shoes at home, Brian. You don't need another pair. And I walk away from it knowing once again that there's something else that I'm being called to do with the gifts that God has given me. Today we heard a reading from Parker Palmer, and we want to talk about a little bit about how you care and use for your gifts. As Parker Palmer notes, the greatest gift that we have is ourselves, our lives, and that we are in charge of that. We have to give good stewardship to that. We have to care for that gift in order to care for others. I liken my giving of my first fruits as part of my own spiritual care. I don't know where the money, well, I do because I'm on the board. I was going to say, I don't know where the money goes and how it's being spent. But, I feel as if I don't do that, I'm not taking care of myself. And that sounds a little contradictory, right? Because I think some people think, I better take care of all of my needs first and then give what's left over. But that doesn't refer to the first fruits. It's that faith of the first fruits that I have found later in my life that I can care for myself because I've given of the first fruits. I know what's left for me to play with, to have some extra fun with, to make other decisions about. And as I mentioned, there are times now too in living in that first fruits, knowing all my needs have been met mindset, that I make wiser choices, better choices. In a couple weeks, my husband and I are going to Scotland. And, you know, he's going for school. I'm going to tag along because it's fun and it's Scotland. And as we were planning the trip, we were being very intentional of not using our credit cards, making sure money was being saved for that. And I kept on thinking, I have this contradiction that, you know, I'm trying to set money aside, but I'm doing other things. But I've made wiser choices as a result of living in that mindfulness, meditative state of mind when I make a choice to realize all my needs have been met. I don't need the new shoes. I want to support my church. I am going to go to Scotland. And I'm doing it by the things that have already been given to me, not by credit that we'll have to pay. That's a sense of self-care. Today we heard with Parker Palmer talking about discovering the authentic self. And what is the true authentic self? Your true self. To me, that's where we discover God. That's where we discover what is within us, the gifts that God has given us. We heard through Parker Palmer the liberation movements, how it transforms lives, who people who finally decide that they can no longer live on the outside the way that they are on the inside. And the inside is where we are touched by God. It's our authentic self. And when we connect that and start to act on it on the outside, it transforms ourselves, our relationships with others, and the world, as Parker Palmer says. So we have to decide, how do we get in and discover that authentic self? Do you know your authentic self? Do you know that you are a gift? That today your life is a gift. Turn to your neighbor and say, you're a gift. You are truly a gift. So when you dig down in and discover that authentic true self that's in you, and let me share another little sort of secret. You don't just discover it once. And sometimes you discover it, and you think that you discovered it, and then it's not what you discovered, because you end up going, oh, that really wasn't me. I was down on the wrong path. I was listening to something else, and you become something totally different. But to live as an authentic gift of God, you have to discover another level of identity, of who you are at your absolute core, what values.
As with others, long before us, and with others yet to come.
Loving God, we thank you.
And the wisdoms that were bestowed to you by God for you to care for, to cultivate, and to share. It's the true self that is the spark of God that's within each of us. It's the true self is that spark, that fire of the Holy Spirit that we commemorate and celebrate being given to us today. So if you're not sure still what your authentic self is, Let me give you a few suggestions here. You're formed by the Creator. You're nourished by her love. You're preserved by his mercy. Your authentic self is the human expression of divine hope. You are part of a royal priesthood, a chosen people, a peculiar people. You are the means of hope and love in the world today, and because you are the receiver of God's abundance, you are the giver of an endless glory to God. Do you know your authentic true self? That spark that's within you that God has given you, that's calling you to make a difference in the world, to care for yourself by caring for others, to care for yourself by taking hold of and giving back to what God has done for you in your life. On this day of celebration, maybe recommit ourselves using the words of John Wesley. May we do all the good we can, by all the means we can, in all the ways we can, in all the places we can, at all the times we can, to all the people we can, as long as we can, giving God the glory as often as we can. Amen.